This is Topic A. Joining me on the newsline this morning, Patrick Osborne is the Technology and Manufacturing Association's Vice President for Training and Education. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it. First of all, refresh everybody's memory. What is the Technology and Manufacturing Association? What do you guys do?
Technology and Manufacturing Association form, TMA, as we're known locally around the greater Chicagoland area, but we do also have members throughout the state of Illinois, into Wisconsin and Indiana as well. We're a member-driven association. We have about 750 regular manufacturing members that are involved in the precision machining industry, tool and die industry, mold-making industry. And then we also have affiliate members with banks and scrap dealers and tooling members as well.
And you're hosting a related theory graduation ceremony. Is this tonight?
It is. It's tonight. It's our. It's tied in with our training and education department. It's kind of the cornerstone, the crown jewel of TMA. We've been around since 1925, formed by six German Americans back in the day to come together to recognize the benefits of association in training and insurance and networking and all those good things that make small businesses stronger. So the graduation ceremony is tonight. I've been at TMA for 6 years, and back in the heyday, the 70s, 80s, TMA used to graduate 400 apprentice candidates through a four-year program back in the day, actually. So that program stalled when I came on board about 6 years ago, and 400, 300, 200, down to about zero. And, you know, the indicators for that were offshoring, consolidation, the economy, just all things went south for manufacturing, but... you know, 400 apprentice candidates, you know, they'd bring a couple of people with them, their employers, their tool room manager, their spouse, and we'd have well over 1,200 people back in the day. It was so large that they used to have to rent out the Rosemont Convention Center, and the story has it that the last graduation ceremony had Mike Dick as keynote speaker. So that's how big it used to be back in the day. 6 years ago, it stalled. There was nobody training anymore, and I came on board. Got the program back up to about 150 apprentice candidates. So tonight in Hoffman Estates at the Stonegate Conference Center, we will be graduating 51 apprentice candidates in the field of CNC, tool and die making, mold making. And what's important about that is that individuals are starting to train again. They're starting to recognize the skills and the gaps in the workforce. Everybody's getting older. There's not a whole lot of people coming up behind them. And we're doing a really, really important job with trying to get that education program back up and running and start filling that pipeline again so that we can get young people into careers in manufacturing. So it's going to be an exciting ceremony tonight at Stonegate.
Yeah, I mean, is this kind of a sign that things are kind of turning around?
We feel that they are. We definitely feel that a lot of work is coming back from China and Mexico. A lot of our employers are so busy, and it's unfortunate for me in training, when things are so busy with the economy, training slows a little bit. But we're not seeing the slowdown like that. Our biggest problem with our members and with our training is that individuals need skilled workers now. They're just, you know, nationally there's a couple of million openings in careers in manufacturing, up to 2 million jobs, according to National Association of Manufacturers. So, yeah, we feel like things are coming back. Automation is a big part of what's new and what's driving modern technologies in manufacturing. The old days of just one guy per one machine or girl per machine, those days are gone. What we see now are more cell-driven environments where one operator, one programmer might be involved in charge of two to three or even more machines, programming them, setting them up, operating them, running multiple parts, and the scale is there. And it's just unfortunate that that what they're seeing and what they're complaining about and looking for is that the skilled workforce that's just not there.
So,
I said, TMA, we're involved. We have our apprenticeship program. We do a lot in the workforce development space. We have some wonderful partners that train with us, Career Changers, Bethel New Life on the west side of Chicago, the Safer Foundation out of Chicago. They're looking to get people upskilled and trained as quickly as possible with the right skills, with the right program. We're a NIMS, National Association of National Institute of Metalworking Skills out of D.C. They put out skills, credentials, stackable credentials. We train to those standards so that when the individuals train and they graduate, they can go to an employer, they can present their NIMS certificate that says they're they're safe to set up and operate up to, you know, $500,000 machine. And we also give out the TMA certificate, which locally carries a lot of weight. It's like the golden ticket for them.
So what kind of, I mean, what are the salaries these people are training for? What kind of jobs are they going to be able to get?
You know, entry level, they can get in anywhere from $12, $15, $17 an hour, I've heard one of our graduates. And, you know, when they come back and they tell the rest of the class that all of a sudden they're, you know, $17, $22 an hour for somewhat of an entry level job, I mean, that's really, really, really key. You know, there's still $12 an hour entry level. But, you know, we like to train and to test our people to see that they're on time, they're showing initiative, they want to grow, they want to learn. The wonderful thing about manufacturing and TMA especially is that most of our employers train their employees, and they pay for the training, they pay for the upskilling, and, you know, every 6 months or so, you're looking at a wage increase. If you can get into an apprenticeship program, which is a little bit higher standard, you've got to have your math skills, your print reading skills, but again, we teach to those standards. But, you know, a good programmer out there, I mean, they can make some really, really, really good money if they know how to operate the machines, program the machines, speak the universal language, which is G-code. So what we like to say at TMA is that you can earn while you learn. You can come in with no real official background and training, and that we can take you and we can run you through the program, and it's a lifelong learning experience. We get you the basics to get you the job. Well, you can come back to us, get into a 3-year apprenticeship program recognized by the Department of Labor, Bureau of Apprenticeship Training. And the most important thing, and I keep going back to, is that our employers, they're screaming out for help. You know, talent, somebody come into this industry. We've got the career pathway for you. Let us train you. Let us feed you into great careers in manufacturing. And there's so many shops, manufacturing environments here around the Chicagoland area and elsewhere that are just they're crying out for help.
All right. Patrick Osborne from the Technology and Manufacturing Association. Good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Thanks.